Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So happy to have you here as we celebrate our Houston legends today. We are celebrating Stan Merrick. He's been an extraordinary advocate in our community, very engaged with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Even with our foundation and our emerging leaders, he's been one that's been with us since day one, making sure that Houston has a bench of leaders. So let's welcome Stan Merrick.
Thank you, Laura. Good
Thanks
to be here.
Thanks for being here, Stan. I always enjoy your company, and I'm such a fan of yours. In this city, you can drive around and see that Merrick construction sign on major significant projects. You've employed so many people and have helped families do well. And so we're happy to say that the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is recognized as one of our Houston legends. And just on a personal note, it's just been great over the years seeing the advocacy that you provide to our city and doing what is right. So for that and so many other reasons,
well, thank you. Well, thank you for the kind words. And I've never been called a legend. I've been called old and obsolete, but never a legend. So this is sort of neat. And I think, you know, my advocacy, not just for Latinos, but for anyone in poverty, I think comes from my dad and his uncle. They were homeless during the Depression. My grandfather lost everything during the Depression. He couldn't pay a debt to the Federal Land Bank, and they were homeless for 4 years. So my dad, you know, grew up homeless, and when he came to Houston with his brothers after World War II, or after right before World War II, to start in the construction business, you know, right away they wanted to make money so they could give back. And the thing that they did that we're most proud of is they gave many men and women opportunities to learn a trade, to learn how to use these for something other than, of course, we didn't have computers back in those days. But when I think about the thousands and thousands of men and women who have gone through our doors that we've trained and given them a not just a job, but a career,
yes,
with a hospitalization, paid time off, 401k. That's what I think we're all proudest of. And today it's amazing, the number of women coming into the trades. I think the Me Too movement may have been one of the best things for the construction industry because it basically eliminated any type of sexual harassment on the job site. I mean, our guys know now that the women we're hiring that are learning a trade, I mean, they're painters, they're tapers and floaters, they're ceiling people, they're floor people, they put up blinds, they're team members. They're,
yes,
not just a woman, they're team members.
Yes.
And I'm really proud of the way our population of workers has embraced women on the job sites.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about growing up in a family that was in this business. Was that your first employment, was in the family business? What was your first job?
No, that was, you know, when we were 6 or 7 years old in the summertime, we had to work,
yes,
because that was just the way the Merrick family was. I mean, they were farmers. And when we came to Houston and When I was 6 or 7, I would push a broom, and in the drywall business, you always have nails and screws laying around, so you don't want to have flats. So I would do that. When I got bigger, then it was, you know, putting the insulation in the warehouse. And then, you know, as time went on, every summer, the bigger me and my cousins grew, we had other jobs. And eventually, we got to where taping and floating. You know, you put the mud on the walls, you take the mud off, and you have a complete surface. I'll never forget my worst summer when I was about 13 or 14. I spent the entire summer in an apartment project over on Collingsworth off 59 doing nothing but spotting nails. And spotting nails is when the nailer puts the nails in, you go mud on it, mud off. And you have to do that 3 times to get a smooth surface. And that was one of the worst jobs I ever had. But as time went on, and you know, I think I finally broke away from the drywall business when I was a junior in college selling cookware door to door.
Okay.
I actually had a job to do that. I don't know. It was some friends of mine told me.
Were you good at it?
I was very good at it. I could sell.
Yeah.
I could sell. But it was, you know, it was something that I'm glad I did. It got me away from construction for a couple summers. And then when I graduated from college, I went into the Marine Corps, and lucky enough to get at the end of the conflict so that I didn't have to go to Vietnam. Not that I would have gone, but at that point, the war was pretty unpopular. And a lot of people, as you know, were going to Canada or whatever. And I was committed. We had our, you know, basic training and our advanced military training and weapons and ready to go, but didn't have to go. So that was great. And then I joined the Carpenters Local because I really wanted to learn the trade.
Okay.
My dad and his brothers were on the residential side of the business doing houses, and we wanted to get into the commercial, the buildings. And I spent a couple years doing that and then moved into the office, and the rest is history. So I've been my 50th year this year in the business, hard to believe, at age 72. But I've loved it, and I still love it. And I have no intentions of retiring. I'm more of a cheerleader now for our guys, and we do a lot of recruiting from our high schools and from the military and from the prisons. I mean, we believe in giving a person a second chance, and we've had some tremendous success of young men or women who have, you know, made a mistake and cleaned up their act. And we've got one guy that's 8 years in prison, and now he's one of our top project managers.
Yeah.
So I mean, good things happen.
Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Through advocacy, the Chamber represents the economic and civic interests of more than 90,000 Hispanic-owned businesses across the region. Learn more at HoustonHispanicChamber.com.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo. Today's Houston legend is Stan Merrick, a good friend of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He's done so much for our city, including investing on our Emerging Leaders program that is a real platform, a bench for students, leaders who have less than 10 years of experience. He also serves on many boards in the Houston area. And on top of that, he's been an advocate every time our chambers hosted a news conference. Anytime the conversation on immigration has come up, you can look around and rest assured that Stan Merrick is at the table and speaking on behalf of comprehensive immigration and on several other issues. But let's go ahead and start with that, Stan. This has been a passion of yours. Certainly in Houston and Texas, we understand the workforce cannot strive and be strong without immigrants. And your conversations with elected officials, your op-ed pieces, all have solutions. So let's talk a little bit about your stand on that.
Yeah, obviously in the construction business, we have been very dependent upon immigrant labor, not because we want cheap labor. We don't want cheap labor. We want labor that is trained and skilled and productive. And that's not cheap labor, because the training is very expensive. So what we need is the legal status. We have 600,000 undocumented minimum in Houston, 2.5 million in Texas. Those workers are working. They're not working for me because they can't fill out an I-9. They don't have legal status, but they're working for somebody. And my whole thing is, look, this has been going on long enough, 30 years, 35 years. You know, I've been fighting it day and night for 15, maybe 20 years. And it's time to finally do something common sense. And the op-ed that was in the Chronicle a couple weeks ago, very simply called ID and Tax. You know, my proposal is, if someone's been here 5 years, and let's say I want to hire him, let me take him to Homeland Security, get a background check, fingerprints, I'll pay for it, and let him come to work for me. So so that I can, he can be a W-2 employee. That is, he can pay payroll taxes, have workman's comp, get overtime, training, safety training, which is so vital. And that accomplishes a world of things. But of course, he's got to pass a background check. And he has to work for an employer who pays and matches taxes. Yes. But once he's entered into the e-verification system, just like a DACA person, he can work anywhere.
But Stan, the argument is, well, they're taking jobs away from Americans.
That's not true. It's not even close to being
true. Well, help us understand that for folks who continue to have that argument.
Well, there are some jobs that, especially like construction, if you look at drywall, you look at roofing, you look at carpentry, you look at concrete, there's just not enough of our kids that are going to come into the trades. They want to go to college, or they want to work in air conditioning. Let's face it, they're not as tough as my generation, or maybe even your generation. I mean, we wanted to do construction. We weren't scared to go out and get dirty, and construction's changed. Construction is much more safe than it used to be because of all our OSHA training. Construction's a lot of high tech now. All my foremen have iPads. I mean, all the blueprints come in on the iPad. We've got lasers that help with leveling things or plumbing things, layout tools. I mean, it's a fun business.
Yeah.
And if you bring high school kids in for career days, where we do thousands of them, they all love it.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to sign on the paper and go out there and work 8 hours a day, it's not. But even if we had a lot of workers from our own ranks, we still need immigrant labor. Our birth rate is just not high. We're not producing enough kids. Guys like me, I'm 72 with a 15-year-old. I'm doing my part, like Dr. Kleinberg would say. But most people aren't having, you know, three or four kids.
Sure.
So we need immigrant labor. But the whole thing about the ID and tax is, you know, I've talked to Chief Arceveda about it, and he loves it because all of a sudden we could identify 700,000 people or 600,000 in our community who would now report a crime.
Yes.
Right now, they won't cooperate with the police. And so that's very positive. I've talked to healthcare. Healthcare loves it because those 600,000, if they came to work for an employer who provides workman comp, if they get hurt, they don't go to the ER.
Correct.
They go to the hospital.
Yes.
And if we provide hospitalization for them and their families, the kids have primary care. And talking to educators, you know, it's such a stress we're putting on our kids, whether they're undocumented or documented with undocumented parents. They are stressed. They're worried about mom and dad coming home. They're worried about, you know, ICE showing up at the doorstep. And then that's too much stress on these kids. I'm on the board of KIPP. One of the saddest examples I can tell you about this community, we opened a new school on the east side. And the first morning of school, first, second, and third graders, banners, go home, go back to Mexico. This is our kids, and these are all American-born kids, I'm sure. I mean, why is our community letting that happen? You know, that's just terrible. So the ID and tax solution, which is so simple and makes so much common sense. And remember, you know, I was talking to a known congressman. He said, well, if you do that, then they're held hostage by that company. That's not right. If they're entered into the e-verification system, just like a DACA recipient, they can go anywhere. And if you think about the money that if employers pay taxes on all of these undocumented, it's billions of dollars.
That's right.
Billions of dollars. So, you know, the fact that they're out there, they're it's de facto amnesty, and they're being exploited, they're not getting health care. I mean, you can go on and on.
Right.
So, you know, the solution of ID and tax is so simple. And also, we have a social media platform that we're offering through the Center for Houston's Future and the Baker Institute called the Rational Middle.com Immigration Series. And it's 10 YouTube videos, about 8 to 11 minutes each, on a different topic of immigration. We roll these things out at U of H, at the Baker Institute, across the state. Washington, we've had over 1,500,000 page views, our views. And please have your audience look at those videos.
Rationalmiddle.com/immigration. Well, Stan, for that and so many other reasons is part of why we named you one of our Houston legends. Thanks for all you do for this city, and especially for being a voice for those who do not have one.
Well, and I really appreciate your Emerging Leadership Series. I think that's a great way to engage our young Latinas and Latinas into the leadership. We need more people on boards. We need more people running for office. And I mean, our population is a done deal, as Dr. Kleinberg would say. Yeah, we're going to be a majority Latino population.
At Next Generation.
That's
and that's
fine.
Why the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is the leader of Houston's new majority, working inclusively with all. And on behalf of our board of directors, we thank you for joining. joining us. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO. We'll see you very soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.